And good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to a special Monday night edition of the Upstate Hoops Podcast on FingerLakes1.tv. It's Monday, January 26th, 2015. I'm Jim Sinacropi, all alone here in the studio tonight, but I got a lot to talk about. And I got to tell you, we originally weren't going to have this episode, but I was on a vacation out in Las Vegas. And I played some golf out there, and most of our rounds were late afternoon, and I was getting all sorts of score reports on my phone while I was on the golf course, because there's a three-hour time difference. And so much, you know, kind of went down that I figured when I got back, got to talk about it. It wasn't easy getting back. Our flight took off from Vegas to Chicago to catch a connection to Rochester. And someone on the plane had a medical emergency, and they had to land in Denver. And then we sat in the plane for 3 hours. And, you know, I don't like that. I think that I think they got to let you off the plane. You know, go get a sandwich. So anyways, the flight eventually got into Rochester, and then by then our to Chicago, missed the connection, had to spend the night. Got in early this morning, finally in Rochester, and I said, you know what? It's time to do a podcast tonight to give you our updated power rankings for the week in Girls Super 6. A couple players of the week. Somebody went for 40 this week. And also, I got standing by on the line, Lions head coach Zach Young, who's going to talk to us a little bit about Wayne County. Lions with a big win Saturday against Palmac out of the East. In a big crossover there. So, a lot to talk about. So, thanks for hanging out. The Upstate Hoops Podcast is brought to you by Generations Bank, with locations in Auburn, Farmington, Geneva, Phelps, Seneca Falls, Union Springs, and Waterloo. Check out their mobile banking app and visit them online at mygenbank.com. And by Dr. Rod Littlejohn, over 30 years of smiles with style. And Red's Place, the best lunches around are in downtown Seneca Falls. Check out the menu at menshalloffame.com. So, going to bring Zach in a moment. You mentioned Ted Baker not here tonight because of the different night. I didn't let him know that I decided to do this, which is too bad because he saw a few girls' games this week, including, I think, Geneva beat Minders pretty good on the girls' side. But without further ado, let's bring in Lions head coach Zach Young to the show. Zach, thanks a lot for joining me on short notice, and let's talk about your Lions and Wayne County basketball.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Fantastic. We both just got done watching that Syracuse game. So hopefully some folks watching that game are tuning in here tonight because, of course, they lost two in a row, but I'm excited to talk about some high school basketball, and you guys went to Palmac on Saturday night, correct?
It was Saturday afternoon. Yeah, we played at 3:30,
and beat the Red Raiders. Congratulations! That's a big win. That's some major sectional points too, right?
Yeah, because they're in Class B, so we get the extra point. But it's a good game for both teams to play to get us ready, and I think it's the first time Lions has played them since Palmac joined the Finger Lakes East. So it used to be a pretty big rivalry back in the day in Wayne County, almost as big as Lions and Clyde, from what I've heard, and a couple games I went to when I was young.
Yeah, and of course, you know that we're big proponents of the local games. You know, Minders versus Clyde, or our Lions, and of course Lions versus Palmac, or even Newark. You know, that to me, those games need to be played, and it's good to see that Palmac agreed to do it this year. I know you're usually ready to go play anybody anywhere, right?
For the most part, yeah. You know, as long as I feel we can be competitive. Next year, hopefully, see a little bit more of that. You know, we might be able to play 20 games, so yeah, I think you'll hopefully see a little bit more of that. Maybe more tournaments and things like that is usually where it takes place. But yeah, it's fun.
Now, do you think that the 20th game will be a early season game, you know, more, like you say, more tournaments, maybe get started that Thanksgiving weekend. You know, just a few teams, including your team, did get started Thanksgiving. You think
I think next year there's this new proponent in New York State. We're going to start a week later because the season's so long already, so we're going to not start till about that Veterans Day week. You can really choose whenever you want to play it. You know, some people don't like to play over Christmas. Kind of depends on your kids and your program and your schedule, and but you can play them whenever. I like to play one non-league, like big non-league game, kind of later on in the year to get you ready for sectionals. If I think we have a decent team, so that's why Coach Harris and I, you know, got together and put this game together.
Well, I tell you, I'd like to see some of those, like I say, early season games. Specifically, you know, I'm a proponent of maybe a Wayne County FL Finger Lakes Challenge. Maybe take 4 to 6 Wayne County teams against 4 to 6 Finger Lakes East or West teams and do a little preseason showcase, maybe at NYCC.
Yeah, we did something similar to that about 4 years ago. It was Wayne County versus the Finger Lakes West. You know, some of the Finger Lakes East teams, you know, they don't necessarily want to play, you know, smaller schools, which I can see both sides of. You know, if you're a Newark or a Geneva, you might want to go play a Class A school or a Double A school to help you, you know, because you're playing smaller schools already. But we did a postseason. You know, we just happened to have an extra game. So number one from Wayne County played number one from Finger Lakes West and down the line. And that was kind of neat.
Yeah, I'd love to see something like that. And maybe because it's, like I said, you know, early season, or they're adding an extra game, so it should be less of an impact on sectional standings. If you're adding another game, you might be willing to throw, you know, to play a game like that. But let's talk about Wayne County. It's unbelievable this year, really. It's we talked about a preseason, and you said, you know, Wayne County's going to be tough this year, top to bottom. I heard it from few other people too. It's this buzz about Wayne County this year, and it's certainly delivered. Right now you have Red Creek and North Rose at 10-1 apiece, I believe, atop the Wayne County standings. Lions right behind them by one game at 8-2, but Lions beat Red Creek, and North Rose Woolcott beat Lions, and Red Creek beat North Rose Woolcott. So you know, everybody's doesn't get any more competitive than that. Talk a little bit, Zach, to our listeners about those two teams, Red Creek and North Rose Woolcott.
I think they're both well coached, disciplined. You know, you can tell they put some time in. You know, Red Creek obviously has one of the more predominant scores in the league in Slope. I think he had 40-10 versus Clyde the other night, and a pretty close game. You know, in the fourth quarter, it was within a couple of points from what I understand. And then they have, you know, some guys that can shoot the ball, and they can break pressure, and they have they're pretty quick. You know, I was a little surprised by their quickness when we played them. Usually we're a little quicker than the teams we play, and I thought Red Creek was just as quick as us. So, but yeah, I mean, they definitely, Slope makes them go, but they have some other kids, you know, Willie Myers, the Klein boys, and DeRocher. They're all pretty good, and a couple kids off the bench. And North Rose probably, you know, they have 4 or 5, you know, pretty good players. They're not maybe as deep as us and Red Creek, who go, you know, 8 or 9 deep. But, you know, Tyler Norris, he can, you know, pretty much break any type of pressure. They set a point guard like that. And then Stevenson and Hoyt have been really playing better as of late. Hoyt especially, to me, when he scores, he's a pretty good athlete. He can guard a point guard or he can guard a power forward. So,
and a lot of balance there too with North Rose. I mean, that's the thing that sticks out to me. You know.
Yeah. You know, I know when you guys saw them play, you know, obviously their worst game of the year versus Waterloo.
Yeah.
But been playing, you know, really solid as of late. But you know, even outside of you know, you're talking about our three teams, you know, they've been challenged. They just barely beat Kananda the other night. You know, about a week ago they beat Kananda by 3. And then, you know, we go beat Kananda by 20-something, but then we beat Sotus by 3, and North Rose beat them by about 18. So you got to come ready to play every night.
And the scary thing is when you're not playing one of those three teams, including your own Lions team, you got to play a team like East Rochester, Clyde, Savannah, Gananda, Sodus, you know, and right there, any of those teams on any given night beat anybody. And I know your team has, they lost to Sodus without Damon Hunter, squeaked by Gananda, and Red Creek or North Rose just got by East Rochester and Clyde. You guys just got by Clyde at home. I mean, that second tier of teams, even though their records are kind of, at this point, putting them out of the league title chase, they're any given night, right?
Yeah, you know, that game versus Otis at home, you know, obviously if we win that, we have a three-way tie right now, but I think that could decide the league, you know. You know, us, North Rose and Red Creek, you know, have to play each other one more time, but, you know, if one of those teams drops to, like you said, those teams that are kind of fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, then, you know, if somebody can win out those and then split versus, you know, if we split versus Red Creek and North Rose, or, you know, that's probably going to determine if we have a, you know, a dual champion or we have an individual champ, if who can kind of run that gauntlet.
Well, I'll tell you, on Tuesday, February 3rd, we'll be at the Atwood again for Red Creek and at Lions in game that could very well determine the Wayne County Championship. And super excited for that one, because the last time we came to the Atwood against Clyde, it was just a great atmosphere, and I assume that it'll be a similar feel next Tuesday night.
Yeah, I actually, you know, we both have to take care of business first, but, you know, we have to play ER at home, and, you know, you hope your kids don't look ahead, but, you know, a lot of the talk around town is, you know, should we sell pre-sale tickets for it? You know, that type of thing. I heard some people discussing ahead of time, you know, because Atwood doesn't seat that many people. But, yeah, there'll be a lot of people there, and it'll be a fun game. You know, I just hope both teams play well, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
Well, the first time you guys played Red Creek, that was an incredible game. Just talk a little bit about the atmosphere at Red Creek, and then also, you know, how that game played out at the end.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people who maybe don't follow it as close would be like, "Oh, Red Creek's in first." You know, it just they don't have as much tradition, I guess, as our program. And there was a lot of people there. Not it wasn't, you know, capacity crowd, but it was loud. And there's a lot of students involved for Red Creek, and they jumped us early. I think we were down 9-0. Came battle back. They made a couple phenomenal shots to end the half, and really the second half we just we made a couple slight adjustments, but we really just started rebounding better. And when we rebound, then we can get in our transition game. And you know, obviously Damon is a pretty talented and skilled player, but when he's in transition, he's at his best. And wasn't necessarily scoring a lot. It was, you know, I think he had like 12 or 13 assists that game. So he got in transition, and we found a couple guys for layups, and we got some momentum, and we made a couple more, you know, we had a couple role players step up. DeAndre McDonald had a real big game that game. And, you know, when we have a couple other guys outside of PA and Damon scoring the ball, then we're pretty good. But it could have went either way, you know, so Holt missed a couple shots I think he normally makes, and some of their shooters in the fourth quarter, but, you know, they were like 1-for-13 from the arc, so I don't expect that again when we play at Lions. But, yeah, definitely an exciting game, and, you know, a great comeback for us.
Yeah, and quite a little streak you got going since that loss to what was North Rose, I said, was your last loss. Yes, Sodus in December, and then North Rose. How many you won since the North Rose loss?
I don't know. I think six. I don't know. I don't keep track. But, yeah, we've strung a couple in a row here. And, you know, we had our handful at Sodus on Thursday. We were down 10. Ron Derek Morris played just unbelievable in the first half. I think he had 20 in the first half, making pull-up threes, runners. And, you know, we had to, you know, claw to get back in that game and pull it out at the end. You know, they had a three-quarter court shot for three to tie it that missed, but I think five or six in a row.
And the scary part about Ron Derek Morris scoring those points for Sodus is that he transferred from Newark, so if he was on the Newark team, it's, you know, two games in first in the East, that'd certainly be a little better equipped for sectionals in Class A too, but they would also be even more dominant against the other teams in the East this year. So, Zach, before I let you go, I want to take a look at your Class C3 sectional standings right now. You have Naples in first, Wheatland Chi-Li in second. You guys are currently third. York's fourth, and also in there, Marion and Honeyway, also Wayne Finger Lakes teams in C3, they're 12th and 13th. What do you know about Naples, first off, and is there undefeated, the last undefeated Wayne Finger Lakes team, and then also the other teams you're looking out there for in C3?
Naples, obviously 11-0. I just went and saw them play Friday versus Whitman. And, it was 15-15 at halftime. I don't think it was their best performance. The Tilly boy was in some foul trouble. I think they have one of their starting guards was injured as well. Mm-hmm. But second half, they played a lot better. They moved the ball really well. They're unselfish. They put pressure on Whitman and kind of turned him over. And, there's still some people out there that are a little suspect on Naples. But yeah, they beat Early College. So, to me, that's a, arguably the best win at anybody in Class C. So, they're definitely a talented team.
Did Noah Gordon shave his beard yet?
He did not.
Oh, boy, that thing's going to get
about
long.
He looks about 25, 30, that kid.
Maybe he is.
Farrah boy on our team has some facial hair, but that kid, he can really grow it.
Yeah.
He kind of looks a little bit like James Harden if he wanted to.
It might be that way by the time February rolls around, end of February. It's just getting longer.
I don't know if he's got some going or he's not shaving until the lose, but it's quite the beard. Other teams in the league, Wheatland Chi-Li made the finals last year, and they have three brothers that play together. It's kind of unique. The Roberts boys. There was a cover story in the D&T about them a couple of weeks ago. And the ones are very, both the older two are pretty good players. But the, I would say their league, Genesee, is a little down compared to ours. But still 11-1 is 11-1. And their only loss this year was to York, a game I was at as well. So, those four teams, the top four seeds are pretty good. But I think the team to watch in that is RCMCS, which is a charter school.
Yeah.
They only play 16 games. They're supposed to play this team called Destiny, who is another one of these new created teams, and they folded. But their style, I think, could just give people problems. They run, press, trap, gamble. They played, Geneva beat them, I think, 88-84, which is a lot of points for Geneva to score this year. So, I just think if they get in the right side of the bracket, maybe versus a team that's not used to playing that up-tempo style, they could cause some problems and make some noise. They play UPrep on Wednesday, and they only have three games left the whole rest of the year, which is very strange. So,
yeah, that's going to actually hurt them.
Usually I like to see one of those teams later in the season, but, they only have three games left, so I'm going to go try to see them on Wednesday.
All right, Zach. Well, hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. I'm all alone up here. It's a little on a snowy night, it wasn't easy getting in here tonight. And and so I appreciate you filling up some time, giving us some great info on Wayne County. And like I say, we're excited for that game on February 2nd. Is it the 3rd? 2nd? Whatever it is, it's the first Tuesday in February.
Tuesday. I think it's the 3rd. I think you're right.
Yeah, where we'll be live from the Atwood. And good luck, Zach. Only one game this week, East Rochester. Coming to the Atwood on Friday night. How come short?
Right.
Exams this week?
What's that?
Is it exams this week or something?
Yeah.
Short week.
Midterms this week.
Okay.
So.
All right, Zach. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Sure. Bye-bye.
Good luck. See ya.
Bye.
And that was Lions head coach Zach Young. And I got to tell you that Wayne County is not disappointed this year. It's some of the most exciting. The other thing besides just the closeness here in the standings is that the atmosphere at most of the gyms in all of Wayne County is just always on another level. It's a little old school feel to it, I think. So thanks, Zach, for coming on. Take a look at a couple other leagues here before we move forward quickly as a trying to be a shortened version here of the podcast tonight. The Finger Lakes East, Newark, two games clear after running Minders out of their own gym on Friday night in a game that was on Finger Lakes 1. Final score of that one was 76-45. Tyler Collins had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Shamar Logans had 13 points and 9 rebounds. In fact, that's the game that you've been seeing up here on this camera shot during the show tonight. But, you know, looking at that East, there's pretty much Newark's, unless they stumble, which they've now played all the teams, that would be challenging them to beat them once. So it would be very difficult for Bob Havrilla's Newark Reds to not capture that league title. So, but let's take a look. The problem with Newark is they're an A2 school, and I'll pull up the A2 standings right now for us to take a look at. And as you can see, they're going against some bigger schools like School of the Arts right now, 14-0. A lot of those wins coming against Finger Lakes and Wayne County teams. They played a lot of them this season. It seemed like everybody was playing School of the Arts at some point, including Wayne on last Monday night. So they're 14-0. Batavia, the team that knocked out Newark last year, 10-2. And then you have Newark as a 3 seed. Then you have college, tough college prep team at 9-3. College prep is team Geneva beat in the semis at the Big House last year. And then, you know, Geneva, an A2 school, they're defending A2 champs. And there's Wayne even, you know, having a down year. But that is a certainly a tall order for Newark every year competing in A2. But, you know, we got to see Newark play on last Friday night, and second time this season, really impressive. And we talk a lot about, you know, Tyler Collins, obviously. We talk a lot about Shamar Logans, too, the other senior. But, and we, you know, you even talk about that freshman center, the big kid. Geez, what's the name here? Taylor Clements. 6'7" freshman filling up the middle for Newark. But, you know, after seeing him a second time, it's all the other guys, you know, they're elevating this team. Everybody knows that Logan's is good. Everybody knows that Collins is among the best players in the league. But there's a lot of teams with a couple of talented guys. But it's guys like Nate Beard, just a sophomore, does a great job. And Brian Sharp, another sophomore. You know, two sophomores that are really logging quality minutes for Newark. Coming off the bench, a junior kid named Jose Santel, who had a great game on Friday night. And Nick Fabino, also a junior, playing well. Akron Rodriguez is a guy who, he's a senior, another senior on this squad, but great defender, quick, and those guys I just mentioned, including Mitchell DeWolf, senior center, listed as a forward on the roster, but he pretty much plays center. You know, he has a nice little baseline jumper and does a lot of, takes care of a lot of business down in the paint, especially something that's going to be real important when Newark goes and plays in A2 sectionals. But, you know, great team. They play typical Newark basketball, up and down, and you can't play their full court pressure style of basketball unless you're deep and everybody's on board. So really like Newark this year. And right now, 2 games clear in the East of Minders, Penyan, and Pelmac. Minders beating Geneva on Friday night, bouncing back after that Newark loss. That Newark game was on Tuesday night, actually. But looking at the West, Zach talked about Naples. Very impressive. They got a 1-game lead on Dundee. Certainly looking forward to that rematch. Naples got the first one. And really, that's a 2-man race. Whitman's tough. Bloomfield's getting better. South Seneca picked up a win this week against Red Jacket, so congratulations to Dan Lent and his seven-man roster at South Seneca. And HAC is a tough out. So there's your look at the three leagues. I want to step aside really quickly for just 30 seconds. Hear from our sponsors. We come back, our updated power rankings, and our players of the week. Look at the schedule ahead, and we'll be right back.
Guidance and partnership through every step of the journey. Welcome to Generations Bank.
Good luck to all of our student athletes this high school sports season.
Welcome back to the Upstate Hoops Podcast on FingerLakes1.tv. Please do subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Hit that red button right there. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.com. You can find us online at podcast.fingerlakes1.com/upstatehoops. Well, as we do every week, Virk and I give our players of the week. And this week we got two regular winners. We give away a t-shirt, but let's be honest, guys, you can only have so many FingerLakes1.com t-shirts. So maybe we'll take an inventory of what colors you have. If you do email us at upstatehoops@fingerlakes1.com to claim your t-shirt this week, tell us what colors you already have. And we got a light gray, we got dark gray, we got blue, and we got white. So I don't know if you have the quad FingerLakes1 t-shirt collection in your closet, but let us know what color you don't have, and so we'll try not to duplicate. Or maybe you want the t-shirt for a sibling, or maybe mom or dad. So, you know, we'll send it out. This week's player of the week, from Virk, it's Damon Hunter. 26 points, 19 points, 22 points, and 3 wins this week. We talked to Zach Young about all 3. And, you know, he's a consistent scorer, and, you know, in his senior season, got to recognize him one more time. That's Virk's player of the week. I got Jake Sloab. No surprise there. 40 points and 10 rebounds against Clyde. 40. 32-minute games in high school. That's over a point a minute. If you're looking for a more accurate point a minute score line, then look no further than Jake's game against East Rochester this week. He had 31. I'm pretty sure he didn't play all 32 minutes too, so he's scoring at a clip of well over a point a minute. So congratulations, Jake. Congratulations, Tippy. And email us for that t-shirt. I think we'll see you both on Tuesday, February 3rd in Lyons. Maybe we'll hand deliver those instead of and save us on the postage. Moving ahead to the weekly one-day delayed Finger Lakes One Sports Upstate Hoops Podcast Power Rankings. This week, we'll start with the Girls Super 6. Minders dropped out of the poll this week. Also receiving votes this week. Clyde Savannah, Gananda, Mid-Lakes, Bloomfield, and Minders. Minders, big loss to Geneva this week. Staying at 6, East Rochester, still undefeated. Then moving back into the poll at 10-1 to 5 is Romulus. And then at 4, we got Ashley Vanderwall's Pell Mac squad. Dundee at 3, Geneva at 2, and Wayne at 1. And on the boys' side, no teams dropped out this week, although there was a lot of movement. We got 4 Finger Lakes East teams, 3 Wayne County teams, 3 Finger Lakes West teams. Also receiving votes this week, Clyde Savannah improved their league record back to 5-5 and 5-7 overall. East Rochester also 5-5 in the league, receiving votes. And receiving votes for the first time since, I think they were in the first poll, maybe. Receiving votes is Bloomfield, 5-4 in the West. Getting to the poll, 10, holding steady at 10, Marcus Whitman. They're 5-4, 7-4 overall, 5-4 in the West. 9, big drop from 4, Palmac after losing to Lions, escaping Midlakes in overtime. Now, I know Holden Knorr has been out for the Red Raiders, but even watching him play, he's a good shooter, a good player, but I just I don't think that that's the only reason for the slump that I guess that Palmac's in. It seemed like they started out the season looking great. Since then, some key losses. And moving up to 8th is Penn Yan. They were 9th last week. They're now 6-2 in the Finger Lakes East. They're 9-4 overall. One of those four losses came to Dundee, who comes in 7th. They were 9th last week, jumping up 2 spots. And then we got North Rose Woolcat at 6, moving up 1 spot from 7. 10-1 on the Wayne County slate, 11-2 overall. And then dropping from number 3 to 5, the Minders Academy Blue Devils. They bounce back from that Newark loss with a win at home against Geneva. They're 10-3 on the season. And then moving up from 6-4, we got Lions, 11-2 on the year. And then 3, we have Red Creek, 10-1 in Wayne County, 11-1 overall. Number 2, Naples, still undefeated on the season. And then number 1, again, the Newark Reds, 8-0 in the Finger Lakes East and 10-2 overall. So there you have it. The power rankings will be posted at fingerlakes1.com shortly. And now we just take a quick look at the week ahead. Short week. No games until Thursday. Thursday night, only Finger Lakes West teams in action. Dundee at South Seneca, Romulus at Marcus Whitman, and Bloomfield at Naples. Might want to keep an eye on that one. Could be an upset, maybe the Big Green Machine's first loss. Then on Friday, action in both East and Wayne County. Friday night, in a game that's on Finger Lakes 1 TV and FL1 Sports, Minders at Waterloo. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock. Harold Weber, Mike Alessio, Kevin Korzeneski on the call for that one. Palmac at Wayne, as Palmac tries to get things back on track. Newark at Geneva. Maybe Geneva pulls the upset at home, and then Penn Yan travels to Midlakes, and then in Wayne County, if Clyde Savannah at Soda should be a really good game. East Rochester at Lions also should be a really good game. Marion at Red Creek, probably not as good of a game, but you never know. North Rose Woolcott at Gananda, big test for North Rose. So you got two of the top three teams in Wayne County getting tested, Lions and North Rose Woolcott. So that about does it for us here on this special Monday night edition of the Upstate Orange Podcast. Appreciate you tuning in. And if you students got these midterm exams, good luck. And we'll see you back on the basketball court this weekend, Thursday and Friday. And thank you for joining us again. And be sure to subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher.com. We'll be back here next Sunday morning. It's Super Bowl Sunday. So normal time at 9 p.m., we're going to be at a special time again, most likely 10 a.m. on Super Sunday. So until then, have a great week, basketball fans.